Oh. This call is from a federal prison. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from...
Joe.
Good morning,
this
Joe.
This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. To accept this call, press 5. You may begin speaking now.
Hey, Joe.
Now, Katie.
Sorry, I thought we already connected to you, Joe. I'm sorry.
Hey, Joe, as the fifth member of our show, we're going to get into some things with you personally, but talking about Savannah Guthrie's mom, who they believe was kidnapped. Do you see that?
I saw a little bit of that. I didn't catch a whole bunch of that, but I did see a little bit of that.
Yeah. And Savannah Guthrie, over the years, I mean, she's been on the Today Show forever. And, of course, you know, this is the same way we do in show business. We incorporate a lot of family members and a lot of our friends and, you know, friends and family. So over the years, I feel like as a viewer, I've gotten to know her mother.
Right.
And love her mother. And then it's just sickening to think that somebody could be so horrible of a human to do something like that.
Yeah. What's it?
It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy with the haters out there and the way that TV spins everything nowadays. And you know, that was the big thing between me and Carol. Okay, Carol would label me as this horrible animal abuser. And then everybody wondered why we carried guns at the zoo. They thought we were crazy, you know, just troublemaker crazy. We literally had people break into the zoo all hours of the day, trying to let the animals out, kill the staff. There's a 29-minute 911 call on my YouTube channel of a guy trying to kill Rinky with the guy with no legs, you know, that was in the show.
Yeah.
Good gosh.
And that's the only thing I hate about what Fox and CNN is doing right now with this back and forth, because all they do is prey on the mentally unstable people, and you never know.
And real quick, we're such on a personal level, we just introduce him as Joe.
Yeah, it's Tiger King.
Right, sorry.
The Tiger King, Joe Exotic, live from Texas prison. Yeah, sorry, you're so into it so quick.
We're so personal now. Yeah. Joey's one of our
What's
best
up,
friends.
Joe? No, I'm just kidding. You know the Tiger King, you know, the biggest show of all time during COVID.
Good catch there, Jason. That's true. We're like, you know, Joe's calling.
Yeah. Joe.
Right.
So what do you think? I mean, you are in a prison. This, when you hear at night, taken from her home, they're processing it as a crime scene. What would you think?
I would think that, you know, she obviously interviewed somebody and a subject came up that somebody didn't agree with and they can't get to her. So they go to the next best thing, and that's her mom. And that's a very sad thing. Very sad.
But you would think that if the mom got kidnapped, there would be some kind of, like, they would leave a motive so people would know why her mom was kidnapped or ransomed, because...
Well, you know, and this is coming from an ex-police chief, too, you know? Something could have went wrong, and you know, it could have went bad, and now there's no reason for a ransom, there's no reason for a call, now they're panicking, and God forbid the worst happened, but they could be hiding her body. They could be doing anything.
Oh, you mean, like, something could have gone bad in, like, a robbery, and...
Either that, or in the kidnapping, you know, something could have went bad, and it got horrible. And, you know, now there's no reason to come forward and call for a ransom.
Because she might be dead.
Yeah.
Right,
you just think about, and whether some people, I know they don't have great relationships with their parents, but think of somebody you care about. But, like, I imagine my mom, she's a widow.
It makes me sick.
Somebody kidnaps her from her home at night, or your mom.
Because of something that we've said.
Yeah.
Had Savannah Guthrie came out and... had an interview or anything?
Well, she's released a statement, and it's a very, I don't want to say it doesn't provide a lot of information because they don't have any.
Right.
It's basically just, if you do have information, please contact the authorities. And she obviously is saying, please pray and please keep us in your thoughts and thank you for all of the kind words and prayers that you've already sent. But they just don't have the information.
And there might be things, too, that maybe she does know.
They
and they say you can't say because they need it for the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
It's a tricky. I mean, and she's out, you know, for the Winter Olympics.
Right.
And they said she's coming back to, you know, as while her mom's missing, to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was supposed to be
heading out, but she's not going now.
And yeah, so she's going to be with her siblings and her family trying to find her mother. I don't know.
This is horrible.
I put myself in her situation just thinking it's the worst when it's the unknown and you're just waiting.
I've been looking for Don Lewis for 30 years.
True.
Good point.
That's true.
Carol Baskin's
Yeah.
That's right. It disappeared. So we'll keep you updated with any information. There's some information on our page out there, you know, for if you have some, who knows, people have all sorts of connections.
Sure.
And lots of times, you know, when you have so many people looking at it, there's crimes can be solved because you got a lot of people checking in.
I get a question for Joe Exotic.
Okay.
Okay.
Valentine's Day.
From a federal prison.
We just want to make sure you know it's a prison.
Okay, sorry. Valentine's Day is coming up, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you going to do for Valentine's Day? And does the prison in Texas that you're in do anything special?
Absolutely nothing. Just another day. Just another day.
You don't get those little hearts to eat?
No. No. They don't even put anything Valentine's on the commissary.
No, that's sad.
Yeah, that's why, you know, if President Trump would ever sign my clemency, I want to be the marketing director for the federal prison.
Yeah. They're like boost morale.
Well, yeah. I mean, they could make more money.
Dude, seriously, they could be making a ton of more money.
Yeah.
And you know, yesterday, they didn't even have the money to give me my blood infusion because the government's halfway shut down. It was crazy. I was like, they put me on a call out to go to the doctor. I go to the doctor. They put the catheter in my arm, get everything ready, and then they come walk in and say, oh, we got bad news. Half the government's shut down, and we can't get your blood approved for it because nobody wants to pay for it.
That's scary.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, how do you put somebody in prison and then not be able to afford to take care of their medical needs? Yeah, you know, I need blood every month of my life.
And if you can, let's say you can afford it, would you be able to pay for it and they do it, or they just say nope? This is the
way. You know, I have offered to pay for many things of my own to get better treatment in here. Nope, they will not hear me.
Yeah,
ooh, that's
so
scary.
You have a monthly blood transfusion and you weren't able to get it this past month.
Right. Yesterday. Yeah, I couldn't get it yesterday because the government's partially shut down.
So let's say the government opens back up today. Would you then be able to go and have your monthly transfusion, or is that just like an opportunity that's gone?
No, I depended on it. Hell, last time it was closed down for what, 40-something days?
I think.
Right.
You know?
Or 60.
So as soon as the government opens up and then they order it, yeah.
Okay.
What if it's like, you know, it is odd that the government, even if you had the money, you still can't get the treatment because, you know, not all prisoners are necessarily violent or they did a mistake or something. But if you, let's say you get cancer and you want the best possible treatment to save your life, you can't even get it if you pay.
Yeah, see, when I was going through chemo and radiation back in 21 in Butner, North Carolina, I begged to pay for my own MRIs because I had such a pain in my head. I was scared that I had a tumor in my head. They wouldn't even let me pay for my MRI, but they wouldn't even do an MRI because, according to their doctor, I didn't need an MRI.
Wow.
That's rough.
It is because, you know, if you were me owning a zoo and you had an animal in a cage that needed veterinarian care, they'd send you up the river for animal cruelty for not providing adequate veterinarian care.
Yeah, but then if it's a prisoner, they're just like, well, this is how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us updated on that. Hopefully you can get that transfusion shortly. We're talking to the Tiger King, Joe Exotic from Texas, his Texas prison. Now, if you were out in time for Valentine's Day, what would you do with your husband? Not what you do with, you know what I mean, like what would the date look like?
Without getting like,
I know what you'd be doing.
You don't want this on public radio, do you?
what would the
Jason
date look
like? Jason might get jealous.
Why am I always the punching guy?
I don't know. But I like it.
I don't know. For some strange reason, I woke up thinking of your Willie this morning.
Oh!
Take it.
Joe!
Do you know what I look like, Joe?
Have you seen him, Joe?
I do not.
Oh.
Let me please keep what I've got pictured in my head.
What is it that you actually have pictured in your head exactly? Do you think I'm short or tall?
I think you're pretty tall.
Okay, you're right on.
Right?
What brown hair? Brown hair?
Yes.
Yeah, dark hair. What else?
Hazel to brown eyes.
Oh, okay, no.
No, blue.
Uh-huh.
Blue.
Okay, well, that makes it even better. Hell, I may have to upgrade this thought.
upgrade the spank bank. I got you.
Wow.
Hey, I'd be flattered, Jason, if I were you.
Yeah, because he's imagining you just based on the sound of your voice.
Yeah, you'll be disappointed if you look at any photos, so don't. You keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
Okay, but if you were out and you were able to take your husband on a date for Valentine's, what type of thing would you do, set up?
It'd be a 5-day trip to Cozumel.
Ooh.
with flowers and candles all lined around in a heart shape on the beach.
Okay.
And my first elaborate dinner on the beach with candlelight at night. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be awesome.
Sounds very nice.
Would you order out Red Lobster? We know you love Red Lobster.
It would definitely be lobster.
Definitely lobster.
Yeah.
So you're a romantic, Joe, at heart.
Yes. That would be my Valentine's date.
Okay. All right. And so,
since you don't have your husband in prison, do you take another Valentine, or are you remain loyal?
We're just gonna be another day.
Okay.
Are in your cell block or whatever? Are there couples, or people have coupled off?
Oh yeah, everywhere.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the scary part. Okay, really, being openly gay, and everybody calls me transphobic, because I just I don't have enough brain cells to try and figure out why I would even consider thinking about Jason's willy. to not worry about why you don't like your willy.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But what's scary is the guys that are dating the transgenders in here literally have themselves brainwashed that they're women. And that to me, that's scary. If you can program your brain that way, you wonder why Savannah Guthrie's mom's missing. There's some people out there that think some pretty strange things.
So you're saying there's some transgender inmates, like they have breasts, like breast implants and stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They got bigger boobs than my mom had.
Oh, my God.
but they still got a willy.
Oh, they got the downstairs unit. Okay. I got you. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, how
this
many...
This call is from a federal prison.
How many men in prison have you met that came in, they go to prison, and they're straight, they've never been with a man, but then end up, if they're there long enough, having relations with a man?
A lot.
Really?
A bunch.
Percentage, percentage.
Yeah, they had I would probably say 15%.
15 or 50?
15.
15, okay.
And are they lifers? They're going to be in there
for... Well, no. You know, some of them are only here for 24, 48 months, you know? But some of them, I mean, I guess this is the place to kick the door open, isn't it?
Yes.
Nobody's going to go home and tell your secrets.
Yes, true.
I think, right.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I think if you're in prison for 2 years and you know you're getting out and you're having relations with men, you're gay.
Yeah,
you're bisexual.
They say, I mean, yeah, you are, but they say if you don't take your socks off, you're not gay.
So many sayings in prison. So many rules.
Wait, now, I don't even understand that one. You don't take your socks off, you're not gay. I can't even process that one. They can't fit one of those candy hearts.
If that's where we're just like, Joe.
It's our buddy the Tiger King.
Joe and all his prison rules.
His prison talk.
Trust me, I got to take the socks off. I don't like that wool feeling on my back.
Oh, my God. What in the hell?
Hey. You never cease to amaze.
Hey, those socks rubbing on your ears with those arms with those legs over your shoulders really fun.
All right. All right.
Well, if it's cold, you might, it's kind of like earmuffs.
Hey, Joe, do we need to remind you that you're being recorded?
Oh, you're funny, Joe. We're talking to Tiger King Joe Exotic. All right, what's the latest on clemency? And then also, if you can wrap it up with, again, how people can help you.
Okay, my appeal to the United States Supreme Court should have been filed by 9 o'clock last night. So, okay. Trump's lawyer that I hired, Peter Tichtin and Roger Roots, got that filed. So now all we're going to do is pray that that they hear it, because, you know, there's a lot of cases that they don't hear. So that's where I'm at right now. So send out a prayer that the United States Supreme Court is on my case. And then you can get on pardonjoeexotic.com, sign the petition to President Trump to get me out. And get you some fun gear on there because it all goes to help pay the lawyers.
All right. Well, Joe, have a good week. Oh, by the way, Super Bowl, they're going to watch it in prison?
Yeah. Patriots. I'm for the Patriots.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, you can't imagine my Willie.
I'm going to watch it just to see Bad Bunny because I want to see Bad Bunny make a few people upset.
Yeah. That's already happened. And keep your socks on or off. I'm not sure what you need to be doing. All right. Well, I think we lost him. He's there.
Okay. Tell everybody out there, this is going to hang up. Tell everybody out there that I said I appreciate the support and send my love and respect to everybody, right?
We will, Joe.
All right,
Thank you.
All right, Joe.